Hey there. In 2018, my local chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in Western New York sent me to a soul shop for church leaders training in Buffalo. The goal of the training was to help communities, churches, and individuals impacted by suicide. Since 2018, I have attended two other Soul Shop for Leaders workshops. This spring, I've been invited to become a trainer for Soul Shop. With the help of HSP listeners, I'll be attending this training in Little Rock, Arkansas at the end of April. With the help of this training, I'll be able to offer workshops for church leaders and youth workers to support efforts of suicide prevention and to help churches and individuals impacted by suicide. To contribute to the expenses of this training, go to www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. For more information on the Soul Shop Movement, go to www.soulshopmovement.org. Thank you for your help in this important work in the church and the world. And if you contribute, please make a note that this is for Soul Shop training. Thank you for being a partner in faith-based suicide prevention to equip faith community leaders and congregations to minister to those impacted by suicide.
Hello and welcome to Holy Shenanigans Podcast. And we have a little bit of a special edition today. I am your guest muse, Ian the Sound Guy. We're switching things around a little bit. And the guest is Pastor Tara Lamont Eastman. Maybe you've heard of her.
Hello, hello everyone. Hi, how you doing?
Welcome to Holy Shenanigans today.
We are coming to you today from two different places because we are in the middle of a very snowy and cold season. I'm coming to you from Central New York, and Ian is coming to you from
Jamestown, New York.
Yeah.
So not ideally what we were hoping to do this Christmas and holiday, but we're recording this on December 26th. Boy, just some really, really terrible, dangerous weather out there right now. So we thought it best if we stayed put for the time being. And we're also recording because, we're recording ahead a little bit because you have kind of an exciting change happening.
I do. I am going to have a vocational change in this brand new year. I'm going to be moving from my current call at King of Kings in Central New York to First Presbyterian in Jamestown, New York, as a transition pastor there. And that brings me home to family and community and friends and a whole different denomination to learn about. But it is going to be, I'm sure, a wonderful adventure ahead.
Yeah, it always is. So we're going to jump in and do 3.5 questions about love today. So the first question is, Pastor Tara, what do you love about being you?
Recently in a staff meeting, I asked my staff this question, but in a different way. I asked them, if you had a moniker like so-and-so the Braveheart, right? Something that would describe them or something they would be excited to share with others. And we all went around the table and shared our moniker or the thing that we think represents us the best. And I came up with, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I came up with Tara the Tesseractor, and it is not a dinosaur. Do you know what this means?
I suspect that it has something to do with the book A Wrinkle in Time.
It does. It does indeed. One of my favorite books by Madeline L'Engle, she talks about tesseracting, which in the book was a way to travel through space and time. Not a TARDIS, like in Doctor Who, but a tesseract. Something I love about myself is that I'm able to put things together in ways that maybe others might not see them coming together and working well, or helping organizations to innovate ways that they can function in healthier ways, or even in the way that I cook, I put some interesting foods together that actually turn out to be pretty tasty. And even in the way that I create art, or even with this podcast, how we have some elements that are liturgical, some that are conversational, and some are poetry. So I like to take and put things together in interesting ways that might not otherwise be found that way on their own.
Oh, so Tara the Tesseractor.
Yes.
It could have been Tara the Remixer.
Yeah.
As well, but better alliteration with, you know, the two T's.
It is.
So what do you love to do in the world?
I think it's connected to this act of tesseracting, in that, you know, building relationships and connecting people. I love to learn about different people's perspectives and experiences. Part of the last year of asking folks from all different backgrounds and experiences 3.5 questions about love is just, I'm curious and I want to learn more about people and how people can work together in better ways. And so that's my hope with this podcast. It's my hope in the ministry that I will be continuing to do, is to build relationships and to work together in the name of love to make a difference in the world. So that's, in short, what I like to do.
Okay. So can you think of a time in your life when somebody showed love to you in maybe an unexpected way?
Yeah, I think back to a time, and I share this story because it's a story that I've been thinking about a lot, in the passing of my mother-in-law, your mom, this last fall, and how all the ways that Janet loved people and loved me and went above and beyond. But I remember it being 19 years old and having a really hard time. And she asked me over to her house and she made me soup and tea and probably fed me cookies because she loved to share sweets with people. But she set a table for me in a way that was much more than soup and constant comment tea and cookies. She really opened her heart and her life to me in a way that made me feel welcomed and fully loved in that space. And so I've been thinking a lot about her. And that's one of the things that I am really grateful for, the lessons she taught me, how to love people in practical ways, but really deeply in practical ways.
Yeah. It was always very practical, but also just a very, you know, spiritually deep person that assisted people in some very life-giving ways. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. So now we come to the half question. And the half question is, if you had a message of love to share with the people listening to the podcast today, what would it be?
So I have a practice every year that I choose a word, or actually I think a word chooses me. And over the past years, it was actually ampersand, the and, about being inclusive. In 21, it was the word quest, part of question, meaning to seek out really what love is, and also to live into the ways that I can best fulfill that in my life. And so as I round the corner for this year into 2023, I think I know what my word is, and it has a lot to do with love, but in a different perspective than I would expect. It's a word that comes from Ghana, and it is Sankofa. Sankofa, and lots of folks probably might be familiar with the image of it. It's an image of a bird with its head in one direction, its feet in the other, an egg in its mouth. And the meaning of this, as I'm learning, as a person who is not from the BIPOC community or from the diaspora, but as I'm learning about this, is to go back and get it and to bring it forward. So often in life, we have things that we think are impossible to work through, or that they're just so overwhelming, we don't even know where to start. But this concept of Sankofa, in that, you know, to go back and to get the things that might feel unfinished or incomplete or just something that you want resolution on, and to bring it forward for the betterment of the community and for self and for the world. And I think it's a really beautiful concept. And again, I'm still learning about it, but I would encourage people to think about in this new year, how can they think about the thing or the need in life that they need to go back and get it and to bring it forward, to find some way of coming to peace or coming to a breakthrough in an area of life that has maybe been really difficult to get through, you know? Some might think it's an unusual thing to say, you know, that's a message of love. But I think that a lot of times folks can have a very flowery understanding of love. But this word Sankofa, as I'm learning about it, is that really practical, like feet on the ground love that is really hard, but I really feel is a very worthwhile way of living into those challenges and those questions that we all have about life and love.
So definitely some really important things to think about, you know, here in a new year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for answering those 3.5 questions about love. You were a very, very good guest. I really appreciated that you used some new words, right? So we learned the word tesseract. We learned the word Sankofa, right? So it was pretty educational as well, too.
I have a blessing that I have been praying myself in this time of discernment and change. And I wonder if I could give this to you and to the audience as a blessing for the new year and our poem for the week.
Well, you know, it's your show, so you can do whatever you want, really.
All right. As we think about all the new directions that we're going to be going in this new year, or maybe familiar directions that need a new set of eyes to have wisdom about, here is a blessing for you all. North, south, east, and west, which direction for me is best? Each one precious in its own way. Guide my steps this very day.
Okay, so that one's a wrap. Thanks so much. I'm your guest muse, Ian the Sound Guy. Join us next week for Holy Shenanigans when things get back to normal with its always sacred and never stuffy things that we all enjoy.
I also ask for you all to be thinking of us as we are shuffling off to past Buffalo as we move things in this week to come, as Ian and I are moving things and traversing the hills and byways of Central New York to Western New York. We appreciate your thoughts and your prayers in this time of change. Thank you for listening. Hey there, friends of Holy Shenanigans podcast. I'm thrilled to share that I'll be recording live from the Wild Goose Festival this July 11 through 14. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice and art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspired panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars and let's be part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit www.wildgoosefestival.org. As one of my followers, use a discount code A-TLE24. That's A-TLE24. And you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. We will see you there at the Wild Goose Festival to connect, to build community, and to work for social justice.